Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry message. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Grobler.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want you to take your Bibles today. I want to speak to you about being led of the spirits. Romans chapter 8 and verse 12. Romans chapter 8 and verse 12. 2 weeks ago, as I was praying, and I mentioned it to you last Sunday. Feels like yesterday, doesn't it? Amen. I mentioned to you that when I prayed, I asked the Lord, what do you want to speak about? And he said to me, I want my people to learn to come to me. Amen. How many of you know that God didn't put between us and him, Mary and the saints? Amen. But Jesus is our access to the Father. We come boldly to the Father in the name of Jesus. Amen. In the power and the leading of the Holy Ghost. So Jesus said, we come to the Father in his name. And God wants us to be in his presence. Now, over the last few months, really, if you've been listening, you would realize that as a church, we've been talking about the glory of God. God's been speaking to us about his glory, the glory of God coming in the church, resting on the church. We've been speaking about dimensions of the glory, different aspects of the glory. And of course, with the glory of God, we start learning how to walk in the Holy Ghost. Amen. It's wonderful to have a car, but it's a big problem if you leave the car in the garage and you walk around everywhere. Amen. Praise God, he's given me a lovely car, so I hitchhiked to Joburg. God's given us the Holy Ghost. We are privileged to have the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says that we are to be led of the Spirit. Most troubles that Christians have, hear me today, most problems that Christians have is when you do not take the time to hear what the Spirit is saying. If you look at the book of Revelation, each and every time God speaks to the church, he finishes it off with this admonition. He said, let him who has ears hear what the Spirit is saying. Because hearing from the Holy Ghost is crucial for our lives. Somebody say amen. Amen. In the Old Testament, people had to go to the prophet to hear the word of God because they did not have the Holy Ghost. But a New Testament believer has the Holy Spirit. Amen. It is unscriptural to go to a prophet for direction in the New Covenant. Nowhere in the Bibles that say, in the New Testament, if you got a need, go to the prophet, find a prophet. Thank you for your enthusiasm. You and I need to listen very clearly to what God is saying. We need to listen very clearly to the word of truth. Amen. You say, then why did they go to the prophet? Because the prophet had the Spirit. Amen. And they didn't. So you had to go to the prophet to hear the word of God. But in the New Testament, God has enabled the believer to hear from the Holy Ghost himself. In fact, Peter teaches us that believers are kings and priests unto God. Amen. So I want to speak to you today about being led of the Spirit. Are you in Romans chapter 8 and verse 12? Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. Amen. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Verse 14, and this is a key scripture today. For as many as are led of the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. Let's read it again. For as many as are led of the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. So as sons of God, we can expect to be led by the Spirit of God. Amen. In the Old Testament, we read the story of young Samuel. He was set aside, and he was sleeping, and he heard the voice calling his name. And the voice, Samuel, Samuel. And young Samuel didn't know the voice of the Spirit, so he ran to Eli. And he said, Eli, do you call me? Eli, after three times, Eli realized that God is speaking to young Samuel. And he said, Samuel, this is the way that you respond to the voice of God. And the moment Samuel learned how to respond, he could hear more. Are you with me? So as a New Testament believer, we need to learn how to listen to the Holy Ghost. We need to learn how to increase our capacity. Jesus said this in John 16 verse 7, it is to your advantage that I go away. You hear that? It's to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send Him to you. Now, I remember one day reading this and saying, now, Lord Jesus, I don't see this. Surely it's better that if you were here. Amen. But Jesus said it's better that He's not here. If it's better that He's not here, then the presence of the Holy Ghost with you is more beneficial than if Jesus Himself was walking with you. Now, it's an amazing thing. We think, oh no, maybe it was. But let me tell you, when Jesus spoke, He often said to His disciples, how is it you can't hear me? Because His voice is spirit. Amen. In fact, the disciples understood a bit less than you and I do. Because we got the Holy Ghost leading us, guiding us into all truth. So you and I need to learn. The believer can exercise his spirit. You can grow in the spirit. Amen. Your spirit man is a different size to your outward man. Each and every one of us can exercise. We can grow spiritually. We can become strong spiritually. Hallelujah. A believer led by the Spirit will never make a mistake. Thank you for your enthusiasm. I'll preach to this side of the church. A believer led of the Holy Ghost will always have success. A believer who heard the Holy Ghost will never have anything destroy him. Hallelujah. Because he's led of the Spirit. Now, I wanted to include in this teaching today about who the Holy Ghost is. When Isaiah speaks about the Holy Ghost and reveals more of him, and I hope to share that with you. According to Isaiah 42, maybe you can go meditate on that. Isaiah shows us who the Holy Ghost is. His person. Amen. We know what He does, but you know who He is. So, but I just felt there's so much that I need to teach you, I need to help you with today. I'm not including that because we need to hear the Holy Ghost. Now, you might not know this, but the Holy Ghost is with you. And He's in you, and He comes upon you. Amen. He's with you all the time. The Holy Spirit is speaking all the time. We must learn to listen, discern Him. Amen. Like the one day I was standing in church, and I was in the front, and Sister Nelly was leading the worship, and because she's leading the worship, I was disengaged. I was just enjoying the songs. And while we're worshiping, she turns to me and she looks at me and says, you got a word. I looked at her. I didn't have a word. Amen. But when Sister Nelly says you got a word, you got a word. Amen. She turns to me, says, you got a word, come up here. And suddenly my whole spirit, man, I get it into gear. And I listen, and I had a word. So the word was there, but I did not engage. Amen. Tell your neighbor, you need to engage your spirit. Hallelujah. You need to hear what the Spirit is saying. If you do not hear what the Spirit is saying, it's not because He's not speaking. You and I need to understand that the Holy Ghost is involved in the mundane things of your life. How do you know that the Bible says the little foxes spoil the vine? Lots of little things can stop you. So the Holy Ghost is involved in everything. Hallelujah. So it's amazing that Jesus said, think about this. It is more advantageous for you today that Jesus is not sitting right next to you, walking out with you, sitting in your business with you, sitting in your family with you. It's more advantageous because you got somebody with you. The Holy Spirit, hallelujah, who the world can't receive. We have the privilege of being led of the Spirit. A saint has an unfair advantage. The world has to judge by their mental faculties. They have to judge by their own abilities. But they are blind to the spirit of wisdom. Amen. They do not know what tomorrow holds. But the Holy Ghost knows perfectly. Amen. He knows exactly. And so when I'm with Him, you see, what you need to realize is that the voice of the Spirit is not just a voice of instruction, it's a voice of empowerment. When He tells you to do something, He empowers you to do it. Not only is He the Spirit of wisdom, but Jesus said, you shall receive power. So when God tells you to do something, He doesn't tell you to do it and now expects to see if you can perform it. He tells you to do and enables you to do. Amen. Amen. So an example of that. I was, you know, as a young Christian, I was trying very hard my first 3, 4, 5 years of my Christian life to pray early in the morning. I struggled to pray early in the morning. I could pray at night, but I wasn't at my best. And I kept hearing, pray, pray, first thing in the morning, pray first thing in the morning. And so I'll set my alarm clock. Man, and that alarm clock goes off. I dream that I'm in an alarm clock. Amen. Then I dream there's a siren going by me, and I'm dealing with a siren. I can't hear my alarm. So I got a different alarm clock. You know, some people need those alarm clocks with a hammer, as in a bang. So I got myself a different alarm clock, one that was very shrill, and that woke me up. But it woke me up, but it's got a snooze button. And so you say to yourself, oh, now, and then. And then eventually I said, no, I put my alarm clock on the other side of the room. Force myself to stand up. I'm going to do this thing. I'm going to pray in the mornings. And then I'll walk across the other side of the room, put the alarm off, and then I'll go into the lounge. And all I'll do is I'll sleep further by the couch. How many of you know that being tired, just waking up and closing your eyes, don't go together for prayer? Amen. Hallelujah. And all I'll do is I'll wake up very stiff, very cold. Amen. Having had a bad sleep. And this continued for a long time. And I felt very condemned and I felt like I'm not spiritual. How can you be like that, Johnny? And now and then I got it right. But by and large, 99% of the time, I didn't get it right. And then I'll get to church and I'll hear Pastor Fred say, you need to pray. Amen. And because he used to often say this, the church advances on her knees. Amen. And so eventually one day I said, now, Lord, I've had enough. I said, you wake me up. If you want me to pray, you wake me up. If you wake me up, I'll pray. If you don't, I'll sleep. Amen. So I said, Lord, and I make this deal with you. If you wake me up, I will pray. Do you know the next morning you woke me up at 3 a.m.? Amen. You know, looking back now, I realize why he woke me up at 3 a.m. He wanted to see if I'm committed. Amen. He woke me up at 3 a.m. And you know when God wakes you up, you're in a dead sleep. And you wake up like it's midday. It's like you've been awake the whole day. Your spirit's awake. Everything's awake. You know. And, you know, so I went and I prayed. The next morning, he woke me up at 4 a.m. The next morning, he woke me up at 2 a.m. Amen. And some of you looking, I don't want God to wake me up. But then I learned that when God wakes you up, it's for a reason. You go pray. Amen. You pray. You pray in the spirit. Pray in the understanding. Pray what God's given you to pray. And then when it's time, peace will come. Spirit of God will lift. And suddenly you feel tired again. You go sleep. And that second sleep is nice. Amen. Amen. Do you know from that day till today, where I was not the early person, now I'm known in my family as an early riser. From that day till today, God wakes me up every day. Generally speaking, 4:30, somewhere around. Okay? But sometimes earlier. And sometimes later. But he wakes me up to pray. How many of you know that not only did he lead me to pray, but he empowered me to pray? Amen. Hallelujah. Now, he never forces you. He'll speak to you. He'll empower you. There was a time, it only happened once, there was a time about a year into this, that the one morning the Lord woke me up and I did not feel like standing up. And so I didn't. I said, no, today is cold. Amen. And I slept further. And the next morning it was still cold. And I slept further. Do you know what? 2 weeks later, I realized he hasn't woken me up. Because he's a gentleman. He won't work against your will. Amen. And the moment I realized he didn't, I said, Lord, I repent. I'm going to obey you. The next morning he woke me up again. So God leads us by his spirit. Hallelujah. Somebody said, Pastor Johnny, I'd love God to speak to me. He does speak to you. Amen. I'd love to hear him. You can hear him. But you must train your spirit. I said this last week. We miss the supernatural when we look for the spectacular. Amen. He's in you. He's with you. He's in your spirit. God wants us to be led of the spirit. As many as are led of the Spirit. We mustn't be dominated by our thoughts, dominated by your body, by your emotions, how you feel. God wants us to be dominated by our spirit. Amen. We are naturally inclined to be dominated by our soul or by our bodies. Amen. Your soul, your thought life, your intellect. That's how we learned life. You wake up and now you feel like this. Some people say, well, I just feel. Well, if that feeling is the Holy Ghost, follow it. If that feeling is your feelings, it is very unsafe. Amen? Many a business deal has great success because the person heard the Holy Ghost. Amen? Many a business deal sinks a person. Just to give an example, just this week I received an email from a person, And the person said, Pastor Johnny, the prophet told this and this and this. Prophet said that this and this business, and I started the business, and I put everything I have into it, and I lost everything. How can it be? I said to him, because you listened to the prophet. He said, but how can that be? The Bible says, believe my prophets and so shall you prosper. I said, that's Old Testament. The Bible says, as many as are led of the Spirit. I see I'm losing some of you. The New Testament believer is led by the Holy Ghost. The prophet confirms. The word of the prophet exhorts, edifies, and comforts you. But you are led of the Spirit. Example. Paul was led of the Spirit to go to Jerusalem. God speaks to him. He says, going to Jerusalem. He goes to Philip the evangelist's house, who has four daughters. When he's there, Agabus the prophet visits. And Agabus the prophet takes Paul's belt, wraps it around his wrists and his ankles. And he says, thus says the Spirit of the Lord, this is how the man will be bound that wears this belt in Jerusalem. And then the Bible says the rest of them got very alarmed. Oh, I think we must read that. Where's my electronic Bible? Call it up for you. Acts chapter 21 and verse 9. And the same man had four daughters, virgins, which did prophesy. And as we tarried there many days, there came down from Judea a certain prophet named Agabus. And when he was come unto us, he took Paul's belt, bound it around his hands and feet, and said, thus saith the Holy Ghost. It's the prophet speaking. So shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man that owns this girdle, and shall deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles. And when we heard these things, both we and they of that place besought him not to go to Jerusalem. And then Paul answered, what mean ye to weep and break my heart? For I'm ready to go, ready not to be bound only, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus. And when he would not be persuaded, we ceased, saying, the will of the Lord be done. Hallelujah. The prophet said, notice the prophet did not say, don't go to Jerusalem. The prophet said, this is what's going to happen in Jerusalem. Their reaction was, don't go. But Paul had heard from the Holy Ghost. He had heard the Spirit of God had told him, go to Jerusalem. The prophet warns him, this is going to happen in Jerusalem. Everybody say, don't go. Don't go, Paul. Don't go. Don't you hear what the prophet's saying? Paul was not going to be persuaded because he listened to the voice of the Spirit. Are you with me? There's a story in the Old Testament. I'll just stay with what God is doing right now. There's a story in the Old Testament of a young prophet who went to prophesy. God said to him, go into the city, stretch out your finger, prophesy against the altar. And he goes and he prophesies. He says, oh, altar, altar. And he prophesies against it. And a supernatural sign happens. The altar is split. Ashes falls from it. The king who says, arrest that man's arm freezes in its place. God does tremendous work, and the young prophet leaves the city in power. But while he is on his way home, an old prophet comes and says to him, you must come and eat by my house. And the young prophet said, I will not, because the Spirit of the Lord said to me, do not stop and eat anywhere. And the old prophet said, but am I not a prophet just like you? An angel appeared to me and told me that you must come eat by my house. And so the young prophet turns, eats with the old prophet in his home. And when he leaves, on the way, a lion catches him and eats him. And they tell the old prophet about it. And the old prophet said, it's because he did not obey the voice of the Lord. The Spirit of God had spoken to him. You see, you can't depend on what prophets tell you to do. Speak to this side. As many as are led of the Spirit, you're in danger when you start looking for outside voices to lead you. Are you with me? Can I say it again? You put yourself in danger. You put yourself at risk when you do not listen to the voice of the Spirit, but you let outside voices lead you. Amen. Another outside voice is a fleece. Christians are famous. Pentecostal Christians. Famous for fleeces. We'll put a fleece before the Lord. If it's like this, I know it's God. If it's like this, then I know it's not God. So I say, Lord, I want to marry Susie. Oh, I love Susie. Lord, let it be that when I ask, she says yes. So I ask, Susie, will you marry me? Susie says, yes. But it may just be because she likes me. Now shift to the responsibility from hearing from God unto Susie. Amen. Might not be the will of God. Hello. Like this man who goes to a mental asylum, this pastor goes and visits there. And as he goes, he walks into this place, and there's a man in a padded cell, and he's running headfirst into the wall. Padded wall, you know. Headfirst. And as he slams into the wall, he shouts, Susie! And he backs back, and he runs straight into the wall. Susie! And he backs down, and he runs headfirst into the wall again. Susie! And so he said, so he asked the jailer, he said, why is it not the jailer, the nurse there, said, ask, so what's going on? What's with him? He said, no, he was engaged to be married to a girl named Susie, and she left him at the altar, and he lost his mind. And so they walk along, and they come across another cell, and there's also a man running into the wall shouting, Susie! And so he says, is this the same man? He said, no, it's a different man. He said, what happened to him? He said, he's the guy that married Susie. Putting the responsibility on others for hearing from God is very dangerous. Amen. How many people come to me? They want me to hear from God for them. I can't. I may encourage, exhort, or apply the spirit of wisdom. Amen. But you need to hear from God for yourself. Amen. You can save yourself a lot of trouble by hearing from the Holy Ghost. So we must develop our spirit man. Amen. Develop yourself so you can hear, so that you're not at others' mercy. So Christians do this. Let me come back there. Christians apply the fleece. They say, I'll put a fleece before the Lord. And say, okay, now, where's that in the New Testament? No, don't you know, Pastor, that Gideon put a fleece before the Lord. He said, Lord, if it's you, then let the fleece be wet. And it'll be dry all around. The next morning, fleece was wet, was dry all around. Remember that story? He said, Lord, just to make sure, let the fleece be dry and let it be wet all around. Next morning, fleece is dry, it's wet all around. He said, okay, Lord, I need to speak. Now, Christians apply that. New Testament believers. And they said, Lord, If I go and this and that happens, then I know it's you. And they put their fleece before the Lord. But the Bible says a New Testament believer is not led by fleeces. As many as are led by the fleece. As many as are led by the Spirit. Hallelujah. If you are led by a fleece, you'll get fleeced. Amen. You'll get fleeced. Because the enemy can change circumstances very easily. Hello? So I need to develop my spirit man. How do I develop my spirit man? I need to become strong in my spirit. Now, firstly, understand that you are a spirit. Amen? Paul said, I pray that God would preserve your whole body, soul, and spirit blameless. In fact, he says the other way around. Pray that God would preserve your whole spirit, soul, and body. Hallelujah. So you are a spirit, and you live in that body. So God is spirit. When God contacts you, God doesn't speak to your mind or to your body. God speaks to your spirit. Amen. So the Bible says this in the book of Proverbs 20, verse 27. I mentioned the scripture the other night, last Sunday night. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. The spirit of man, your spirit, is the candle of the Lord, searching the innermost part of your being. That's your spirit man. Amen. Your spirit man is perfect. That's what John refers to, by the way, when he said, he that is born of God cannot sin, does not sin. Your spirit man cannot sin. Your spirit man is in perfect communion with God. Amen. So your spirit man, the spirit is the candle of the Lord. Your spirit man, when God speaks, he speaks to your spirit. As many as are led of the Spirit. So God uses your own spirit to guide you. Amen. We get in trouble, and of course we know that God does sometimes speak by an audible voice. He does sometimes send an angel or appear to you, catch up in a vision. But those are extraordinary circumstances. Happens maybe once or twice in your life. Hello? Every day, the Bible says you have an unction of the Holy Ghost. You're led of the Spirit. So, when God speaks to you, he speaks to your spirit. And we need to become exercised in following our spirit. Amen. Where you rely more on your spirit than what you see and hear. Hello? Walking in the spirit is not walking in stupidity. Many people, because they do not know how to walk in the spirit, thinks walking in the spirit means walking in stupidity. I know that I shouldn't be doing this, but I feel like I should be doing this. Okay? So they override wisdom and all they are end up being is stupid. Amen. Are there many such Christians? Hallelujah. If it's strange, then it must be God. No. Amen. If it's so outlandish, then it must be God. No. If he speaks to your spirit. Amen. So, the spirit is the candle of the Lord. That's where he speaks to that innermost voice. Now, there are five steps to training your spirit. And I'll just launch into the first one a little bit. Five steps to training your spirit. The first and most important step of training your spirit is meditating on the Word of God. Amen. Meditating on the Word of God. Then the second one is doing the word, practicing the word. Because the Bible says if you hear the word, don't do it, you're deceived. Amen. Then the third one is giving the word first place. The fourth way of training your spirit is praying in tongues. Hallelujah. And the fifth one is instant obedience to the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Now, if you can't hear God in the small things yet, don't start hearing Him in big things. Hello? Well, I hear the spirits. The Spirit said, walk in front of the train. Amen. So first you must become practiced hearing the voice of the Spirit, because not all spirits are of God. Because you're a spirit man, you can hear the things of the Spirit. And the Bible says, don't believe every spirit. Hello? Do you know that a prophet can stand in front of you and prophesy off your spirit? He discerns what's in your heart and he prophesies it. Now, that's part of being prophetic, discerning what's going on in people's hearts. Amen. Example, a while ago we had a minister's conference. We're at the conference. It was a few years ago. Pastor Fred said, okay, pair off, pray for some other ministers. So I pair off and pray for this guy, with this guy. Don't know it at all. And when I'm praying for him, I'm praying all kinds of things I never normally pray. And afterwards he said, oh, God must have sent you to me. He says, because you obviously got the same ministry as I do. And tells me what his whole ministry is, what his whole passion is. And now, you know, we must do this together and we must do that together. And that's how we're going to do it. I said to him, that's not what it is. Amen. I said, I was discerning what's important in your spirit. And I was agreeing with your. My spirit was agreeing with your spirit. Amen. So, how do you know that your spirit discerns what's going on around you? That's why many times people say, I just felt. I don't know why, but I felt. It's your spirit. Amen. It's not the Holy Spirit. It's your spirit. Amen. When the Holy Spirit speaks, it's an authoritative voice. He speaks almost like an audible voice in your spirit. It's not audible. Amen. It's a clear instruction of God. Mostly, we are led of the Spirit, of your spirit. Amen. Discerning what's going on. You walk in somewhere and you immediately know something about the person. You're picking it up. Amen. Hallelujah. And thank God our ladies, our woman folk are the ones that generally are more practiced in these things. Amen. Amen. You know, oh, there she goes again. All emotional. Amen. Now, when it's all emotional, that's where you need to check yourself. But many times, they teach themselves to listen to your spirit. Your spirit says, don't do. Somebody say amen. Amen. So, you and I need to engage our spirit, become strong in the spirit. How do you become strong in the spirit? I'm not going to continue more on this. We will continue. Amen. But this morning I said, firstly, by meditation on the Word of God. Amen. Amen. You must realize the value and the power of meditating, becoming quiet. Amen. And hearing the Word of God through meditation on His Word. That's the first and foremost way to start training your spirit, is to meditate on the Word of God. And meditate, you know, if you're going to start meditating, then meditate in the New Testament. Amen? Because the Old Testament is a type. It's not the true. Hello? The New Testament is the revelation. It's the true manifestation of the real thing. The New Testament is comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Hallelujah. So when you meditate on the New Testament, you meditate on, you know, the epistles. Hallelujah. And what it says, that's what you meditate on. That's who you are. By the way, you don't make the word of God true by meditating on it. You learn the truth that's already set. Amen. So, meditate on the word and then do the word. Hallelujah. The greatest way to do the word is start walking in love. God is love. Amen. Amen. Remember the Old Testament, it said, this is the covenant I'll make with them. I'll write my word on their hearts. Amen. And then no man will say to his neighbor, know the Lord, but all of them shall know me. That's you and me that he's talking about. What law did he write in our hearts? Oh, Pastor Johnny, I don't know all the laws of the Old Testament. No, he wrote this law. And this commandment hangs all the law and the prophets. The law of love. It's in your spirit. When you walk in love, you can't fault any. You can't do harm to any man. Hello? You won't cheat. Amen? When you walk in love, you won't do things that harm people. Amen? So you learn how to become a doer. We'll talk about that a bit more next week. Okay. So God wants us to be led of the Spirit, and you can exercise your spirit by meditating on the Word of God, practicing the Word of God. Amen? And then thirdly, giving the Word of God first place, putting in a place of importance. Number four, praying in tongues. And number five, instant obedience to the unction of the Holy Ghost. That's how you train your spirit. Amen. And I'm looking forward to a church greatly trained. Amen. Amen. Exercised in spiritual things. Hallelujah. Like the day when God told me, you know, wanted to buy a house, and then I went to go pray. The Lord said, don't buy it. Sell the one you're in. Move. Now, I didn't know why, but afterwards when we went back, we realized why. God saved us a whole lot of trouble. Amen. Why do you need to bump your head? Amen. The Bible says a fool sees danger coming and continues to his own destruction. And many times, and I see this, and this is one of the big dangers in the word of faith, is that God would say, don't do it, but you said, by faith I'm doing it. Amen? So God says, sell your house. No, I don't need to sell my house, by faith. Your faith cannot override truth. Amen? What most people call faith is simply fleshly willfulness. Amen? Dressed up. Hallelujah. As many as are led of the Spirit. Hallelujah. If it was as simple as you deciding by faith, grabbing a scripture, then now you want to go to Joburg. So now you go find a scripture that says, go therefore. Amen. It's written. Go therefore. I'm going in the name of Jesus. But while you're praying about it, you sense a check in your spirit. And you feel you shouldn't go. No, but I'm overriding it because I got a word. Amen. I see lots of enthusiasm about this here this morning. I got a word. I'm going to Joburg. But inside, there's that inner witness that's just grinding. That's the Holy Ghost speaking to you. No, but by faith. And you shout louder. And you get more scriptures that says, I have what I want. Whatever things you ask, believe you receive. I believe I received the trip to Joburg. But if you don't want to go, you find another scripture. It says, don't go to Egypt. Stay where you are. Amen. Now you stay. Do you see that you are led of your will? You are led of your flesh. You are led of your own purposes. We must learn to be led of the Spirit. Hello. As many as are led of the Spirit. spirit so I can train my spirit to hear. The Holy Ghost is always speaking. Amen. And what we need to do is take the time to exercise your spirit. That doesn't mean every time you want to hear from God, you just go pray for 3 hours. You can become exercise your spirit that you hear from Him instantly. But you learn the voice of the Spirit. Amen. And so we don't want to be the blind leading the blind. Amen. I've had times people come to me, what should I do? This way or that way? Both ways look good. Now, what do I do? Well, what's the Lord saying to you? Are you with me? Everybody say with me, for as many as are led of the Spirit are sons of God. I'm a son of God. I'm led of the Spirit. His Spirit bears witness with my spirit. I can develop my spirit. I develop my spirit by meditating on the Word, doing the Word, giving the Word first place, praying in tongues, obeying the voice of the Spirit. When I hear God, I cannot fail. When I hear God, I always overcome. In the name of Jesus. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Now, just close your eyes for a moment. Spirit of God, we thank you. We want to walk near you. You want to walk with us. Your voice is the voice of truth and true revelation, understanding. Please don't move right now. Please, can you just stay seated? I bless you, Lord, for your anointing and that you lead and guide each and every one here today. I bless them. We are born of the Spirit. Thank you. In this week, there'll be no mistakes. There'll be no deceptions because you are the Spirit of truth and wisdom and counsel. Today, every door shall be open. Every opportunity shall be made bare. And the guidance of your Spirit, Lord, will enlighten our spirits as the candle of the Lord. I glorify you. I thank you this week. You lead each one in truth in Jesus' name. And nobody will fail. Because not only do you speak, but you empower each and every one in Jesus' name. Now you hear today, you say, Pastor Johnny, I'm not born again. I do not know Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Friend, God loves you. Despite everything you've done, He chose to come in grace and give His Son. So that if you believe in Him, you'll be delivered, you'll be saved, you'll be washed from your sins, and He'll give you a brand new beginning. If you believe on Jesus, you shall be saved. You're here today, you say, Pastor Johnny, my life's not right with God. Can you pray for me? I want to pray for you all over this place. You say, here I am, Pastor Johnny. Include me. I want to make right with God. If that's you, quickly lift your hand all over this place. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. You say, Pastor Johnny, I just sense in my heart I need to make right with God. If that's you, quickly lift your hand. I'm going to pray with you. Thank you. Anybody else? Thank you. That hand. That's the Spirit of God speaking you. That's His Holy Spirit drawing you out of darkness into His light. You're here today, say, Pastor Johnny, I'm backslidden. I want to pray for you as well. Now, every one of you that raised your hand, just raise it again. I'm going to pray. Father, as these hands are raised, I bless them in the name of Jesus. I bind every blinding devil. I thank you for the blood that speaks for them now, for redemption and salvation. And thank you now for your hand on them in Jesus' name. You got your hands raised. Quickly stand all over this place. You raise your hand. Don't stay in your seat. Stand. Don't stay seated. Just stand all over the place. Stand. Don't be shy. Don't worry about what others are doing. Just respond all over this place. At the back, every one of you, you've raised your hand. Stand and come down to the front. We're going to pray with you quickly. All over this place. Come on, saints. Let's thank God for them. Thank you, Jesus. Stretch out your hands to these. It's such an important moment in their lives. When we come in repentance, we come to our God who saved us through His Son Jesus, who shed His blood, that we should not perish but have forgiveness of sins and be delivered. Hallelujah. Just pray another tongue, saints. There's somebody else coming. Hallelujah. Now, unless you're coming to the front, please don't move. This is such an important moment. The biggest miracle of miracles. Now, Lord, we bless these standing in front in Jesus' name. Now, you standing in front, just lift your hand. It might feel strange, but it's a sign of surrender, okay? I want to say, Heavenly Father, I come to you. You know my life, but you sent your Son to deliver me. I ask you, Father, wash me of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead. I believe Jesus is the Son of God. And Jesus, I turn my back on the world and I confess you as my Lord and Savior. From today, you need to say it with your mouth. See, from today, I serve you. I receive your forgiveness and my salvation. Be Lord of my life. Amen. Now, Father, we bless these lives. I thank for the blood that cleanses and washes. Thank you for a brand new beginning, restoration into your own family as your own dear children. Restoration in Jesus' name. We bless them. Thank you for a new beginning. Thank you for setting them free. I break every captivity in the name of Jesus. We commend them into your mighty hands. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now, those who are standing in front, just look at me for a moment. When you said, Jesus, I give you my heart, He heard you. He took you seriously. He received you. He washed your sins away. And He accepted you as His own. Amen. From today, you're a child of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, as a child of God, we're going to baptize you now. The Bible says, repent and be baptized. Hallelujah. We're so excited for this. Amen. Now, when you mean business with God, He means business with you from now on. Hallelujah. I want you to turn to my right and your left. See Willem there. If you just follow him through for a few moments, go with him. We're going to pray with you. And we're going to help you get baptized in water today. Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody raise your hand, says, I'm led of the Spirit. I'm blessed of God. In Jesus' name, this week, I walk in light and revelation, and the power of God is made manifest in my life. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you and God bless.